Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle.
Every voice and sing.
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. In this show, we're joined by Antoine Foster via Skype in Gastonia, North Carolina. Antoine is a vegan animal rights and human rights activist. And first, the first Friday of every month, we start out with Elfie's Vegan Parenting Tips. And here's Elfie joining us here in the studios, WCUW 91.3 FM in Worcester, Massachusetts. Thanks, Elfie.
Thanks, Marlene.
In addition to Elfie's Vegan Parenting Tips, Elfie is here to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
I'm so proud and happy to bring this song to you because it's also known as the Black National Anthem.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won.
This is Elfie's Vegan Parenting Tip number 31. Let knowledge be your guide. I want to change that, actually.
The old lady.
This is Elfie's Vegan Parenting Tip number 31. Let knowledge be your champion. As vegans... Take three. This is Elfie's Vegan Parenting Tip number 31. Let knowledge be your champion. As vegans, vegan parents, or prospective vegan parents, you're likely to come across lots of people who seem to have strong opinions on your lifestyle. It's enough at times to send anyone into self-doubt. And imagine being a new mom or dad transitioning into that responsibility. I was so glad that I started doing my own research into vegan nutrition for pregnancy and childhood before I even became pregnant, so that when I had interactions with health professionals and others, I was able to self-advocate and educate them. I found myself stunned at the ignorance and prejudice of trusted professionals and found it so effective to have that knowledge that informed my questions and decisions. So, I say no to bullies and drop a little knowledge on them. Well, doctor, vegans don't actually eat fish or dairy, but I can give you a list of protein and calcium sources, nutrient bioavailability, and how that informs my extended breastfeeding. That was Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tip, but remember, there's more beneath the surface.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty.
This is Ha'el.
I'm the son of Alfie, and I like playing video games at my dad's house. Bye.
Okay,
nice. Atreyu, do you want to say something?
Okay. Hello, I'm Atreyu. Thank you for all of the food in the world.
Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening. glistening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
We're listening to Alfie Westgroves in Worcester, Massachusetts, singing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Let us march on till victory is won.
We're blessed to have Alfie joining us here in the studio, WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio. Alfie joins us the first Friday of every month to hear Alfie's previous vegan parenting tips from 2015, 2016, and also 2017. Please visit the Vegan Nation archives, wcuw.org/vegannation, as well as vegansradio.wordpress.com. And now we're moving on to our interview with Antoine Foster via Skype in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Hello, beautiful people listening.
Good.
Good. Go vegan.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is great. This is great. Okay. God, you're only 21. You are such an old soul. And oh my God, you're so beautiful. Yes. And is your activism DXE? Is that who you mostly do activism with?
Yes, I'm an organizer with Direct Action Everywhere Charlotte. And I'm also anonymous for the voiceless.
Ooh.
And I'm a part of, yes, that's really powerful as well.
Okay.
And I'm a part of Vegans for Peace. I'm also a part of the North Carolina Farmed Animal Save, where
oh
we do
God.
Vigils
okay.
outside slaughterhouses. So I do a lot of activism.
Okay, so we'll start. Woohoo!
Yes, I'm so excited for this.
Yes, okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Antoine Foster. I'm 21 years old. I currently live in Gastonia, North Carolina. And I'm currently in college. I'm trying to major in respiratory therapy, and I'm trying to excel in that realm. But also, I believe in doing activism as well, and also liberating the non-humans. And I feel like that's a lot of what my purpose in life is for, is to liberate the oppressed and the innocent, because it's so important for all of us to engage in where we fight for justice and equality for all. Where we live in a world where there's so much injustice and pain and suffering, we have to fight. We have to engage in a more compassionate, to create a more compassionate world. We have to engage to create a more positive realm. So as to why I became a vegan, basically I felt there was a disconnect. When I was a child, you know, growing up, I loved animals. Like, I would go to the fairgrounds and I would see the, like, the petting zoo they had, and I would just feel for these animals. And something tell me that they were not happy, you know, like something where it was like I knew they were not in a good environment. I would see the cows as well in the auction at the fair. I would hold baby chicks at the fair as well, and I would see how gentle and fragile these beings are, and these beings deserve respect. They deserve dignity, and they deserve to live their own lives, and that no one should intrude on that. And afterwards, I also made a connection with this cow that I deeply connected with. And this beautiful cow would walk up to me every time because she expected me to feed her grass. And I would always feed her grass. And she always looked into my eyes, and I was connected with that. And these animals are like sentient beings. They are sentient beings. And we see it. They're very innocent, and they're very affectionate creatures. And after making that connection, in a sense, I was like, brainwashed back into speciesism, which was like it was robbed from me because we see it in commercials. We see it within our own families. We see the faulty food pyramid and how it's really has conditioned people into thinking that they need animal products to survive when that's simply not the case. And we see it with our teachers and with our peers in school advocating speciesism as if we definitely need it in our society when it's definitely not the case at all. We can definitely live without animal products. We'll actually be a lot healthier without animal products because there are so many diseases that are linked to animal agriculture, and the environmental aspect as well is so tiring. So basically, after, you know, grown and I've matured and I started to reflect on my experiences through school, and I've dealt with bullying. It was rather severe. I've been called names. I have been physically and verbally assaulted. And it was a time in my life where I became really depressed. And I felt like I was in a corner, in a space where I felt like I was not accepted. I never felt like people would reach out to me when I was actually just in a place where I felt in despair. So through that experience and then learning about veganism through social media, it made sense to go vegan because it would be morally inconsistent for me to pay for the bullying and exploitation of innocent sentient creatures who did nothing wrong when I have been bullied as well. And I have been an anti-bullying activist before I was vegan, and also I was a human rights activist as well. I reflected and compared the two struggles, and it's definitely very similar, you know? And I still advocate for human liberation, and I'll always fight for humans. But then I'm glad I made the connection that I can also fight for animals as well, for the non-humans. Because it's the only consistent way, because otherwise it would be pure hypocrisy. And I was like, it would be so hypocritical if I were to talk about kindness and love and peace and positivity, yet consume the tortured and, you know, tortured animal flesh and the secretions of tortured animals when I myself was tortured as well. It would make no sense. So those were some of the experiences that led me to veganism. Also, I definitely related to the health aspect as well, because my health was going downhill. I was like overweight. I had like pre-hypertension, and I had no self-control over my own body when it came to like consuming things that were not good for me at all.
And how old were you at that time?
It was during my teenage years where I was definitely not at my healthiest realm at all. I legit was afraid of the consequences that could happen to me because I've seen my family members going through diabetes on both sides. My mom and my dad both have diabetes. They have high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes. That was prevalent in both sides of my family. And I was afraid that I would be next, you know, because consuming cholesterol and saturated fats, it's heavy in animal products. It can cause an early death. Many people are not aware of that. It's because these corporations and the food industry, it literally conditions people. Psychologically, it conditions us so that we can think that, okay, we must need this. We must, you know, consume this. We become so conditioned that we don't question it. It's like it's so rooted deep into our society that people don't want to. They think it's acceptable when it's definitely not. That's where it's up to us vegans to spread vegan advocacy.
We're listening to Antoine Foster via Skype in Gastonia, North Carolina. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. After this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Antoine.
Hi, this is Sunta Africa.
And this is Velikete.
And you are tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM Community Radio in Worcester, Massachusetts.
And worldwide, WCUW.org.
Tune in every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 12 midnight until 3 a.m. It's the Love Session on 91.3 WCUW Worcester with DJ Chuck Chillin'. Tell a phone, tell a friend, tell your fam. You might even want to tell your mama and them.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're joined by Antoine Foster via Skype in Gastonia, North Carolina. Antoine is a vegan activist. He's the chapter leader of DXE, Direct Action Everywhere, in Charlotte, North Carolina, and also a member of North Carolina Farmed Animal Save and Vegans for Peace, as well as Anonymous for the Voiceless. Prior to the break, we were also joined by Alfie Westgroves here in Worcester, Massachusetts. Alfie joins us the first Friday of every month with Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tips. And in this special show, she also sang the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Also in the show, we have the music from French vegan musician Crisiar with her song Auntie Species. And now we'll continue our conversation with Antoine.
I have to give credit to the vegans on Facebook because they're the ones who helped me go vegan. Because when I was a non-vegan and I would see vegan posts, of course I got a little defensive, a little uncomfortable, but that's perfectly natural for people to have that. Because we know that deep inside it's wrong. But they planted so many seeds that it just made sense. And I would see like debates on Facebook when it comes on the basis of speciesism. I would see non-vegans and vegans debate, and the vegans always made more sense. The non-vegans always turned to like insults. They always turned to like name-calling. And it had no factual basis, while the vegans were like saying actual realistic things that actually hold truth and knowledge. And I resembled that because I want the facts. I want to be educated, you know. I think all of us strive to be educated on many topics because we can't always learn enough, because every day we have to continue learning, you know. So I was just instantly curious about the vegan message. And then after my curiosity was sparked and everything that led into 2016, when I actually became vegan, I was in a process of like thinking, well, what about vegetarianism? Is that fine, right? Because I think a lot of us think that, okay, we cut out meat from our diet, that cuts out the cruelty. But that's simply not the case. I was only vegetarian for like 5 days because I did the research and I found out that dairy and eggs is just as cruel, if not more than cruel, than the meat industry. People tend to try to move away or gravitate towards not knowing the truth because it's very graphic. I urge people to actually have the courage to actually look at the videos, because I feel like a lot of us do have curiosity and a lot of us do have a wanting to be educated and a desire to learn the truth. So that's what I had last year. So when I saw how the baby male chicks are thrown into a grinder or they are put into a trash bag, I was like, I cannot support that, because, you know, that's blatant discrimination. And also, eggs are just so exploited because I've seen them even on cage-free farms or free-range. All these are labels that mean nothing. Humane, cage-free. You know, I used to believe that too. I used to be the non-vegan who used to believe in that humane myth, I'll admit. But after seeing what happens in these industries, it's a complete lie. It's a ploy used to deceive shoppers, and it's worked successfully. It's very deceptive marketing. it's a lie. So after I learned about all this information, I became so knowledgeable on the topic of veganism. This is only like, I was only like 1 month vegan.
Wow.
And I've learned, I've learned so much. I studied like nights. It's been like, I remember one time I took a whole week, barely any sleep. I was just studying veganism. I went deep into it, learning speciesism and how it intersects with other forms of oppression as well. And I was like, whoa, blown away. I'm vegan for life. Then I've watched Earthlings, the ethical side of veganism. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going back. I'm definitely not. After watching Earthlings, that cemented my veganism for life. So I encourage anyone who is listening, if they have that desire or they need that motivation to be vegan, watch Earthlings. It'll definitely put you in the right direction. So while I was only like, you know, a few months vegan, after learning about all these atrocities in the animal agriculture business, I felt really deceived by the meat, dairy, egg industries. And I was not angry at the individuals, I was angry at the system especially, because they lied to me. They lied to me most of my life. They lied to my family, they lied to my friends. And it's like, I had to do activism. I have to break up these lies and spread awareness, just as the vegans who spread awareness to me when I was a non-vegan. And that's what I did. I went right into activism, which was incredible, when I was like only a few months vegan. And it's just a rewarding experience. So now I will dive into intersectionality and how that motivated, or actually helped me become an even better human rights activist. I feel more stronger now as a human rights activist, now as a vegan, than before. It's incredible. Because before I was like, you know, not there yet. I was like slowly not mature enough to understand the systems. But after I analyzed speciesism, I analyzed how it intersects and interlocking each other, I became more aware of marginalized identities, even through my own experience as well. I can relate to the non-humans a lot more as a vegan, and how I can become a better activist so I can influence other non-vegans to relate to the non-human animals as well. And I feel like it's a very powerful thing to do. So I analyzed the core beliefs of the civil rights movement and the abolitionist movement, which are one of the greatest social justice movements in history. As you may know, the abolitionist movement was a movement to end slavery. And as a person of color, as a person who has African ancestry, I deeply resemble that liberation. That also helped me to go vegan as well, because I was like, well, if these white supremacists took my people from Africa onto slave ships and they pack them like sardines and they treat them with no respect, no dignity at all, and they tortured them and they raped them and they put them into these horrible conditions and they were forced into a new environment where they had no idea where they're from, their families are ripped away from them, and other horrible things happen to them, it's like, I bridge that oppression to what the animals are going through as well. It's like, how can I call myself a compassionate person who believes in black liberation, but yet consume animal products that also, you know, have torture, oppressiveness, pain, and just a large number of atrocities into that, you know, plate of food that is on people's plates. You know, people need to understand that they need to look at the process of it. And if their framework of liberation is not consistent with what they're consuming into their bodies, then it by default it makes them hypocritical. You know, I didn't want to be a hypocrite. That's one of the main reasons why I became a vegan, because I was afraid that a vegan would question my hypocrisy, you know, and then expose it. So that also helped me go vegan as well, because I was just like, I cannot turn a blind eye to animal suffering, you know? If I turn an eye to human suffering and I see human suffering, then the animals deserve us, our attention as well, you know? So I'm very grateful that I've made the connection and that I help influence other non-vegans to make the connection as well. And also, just seeing that, analyzing the oppressions of non-humans, and then we see how past struggles and human rights struggles they've wanted to gain rights for their cause, and to see that happen, I see a lot of similarities in that. So it was awesome last weekend when I went to Pride. I've talked to some human rights activists, and they were very open-minded to veganism. A lot of them were actually on the process of going vegan because they agreed with what I was saying, that it's not consistent if I believe in liberation for a group of people, but then deny liberation for another group of innocent individuals as well. And I've made so many good connections with people, and it was such an awesome event. This was like a DXC PETA collaboration that we did, and we had a human meat demo. So one of our activists, they got fake blood all over them, and they were packaged, like, you know, meat in a package in a supermarket. They were packaged and wrapped like that. It did grab a lot of attention. That's what we were striving for. And it created a lot of good dialogue, which was incredible. So we did plant a lot of seeds, which was amazing. I'm glad I was there as well, because as a person of color and also a person who does not identify as straight as well, like, people can relate to me off the bat. They can, because I have marginalized identities. And when I talk to other marginalized identities about veganism, it helps a lot, because they can really relate and connect with me on a really powerful level. A level that can make people just bloom into their compassionate selves, and where they can explode with positivity. And I ignited that last Saturday, because a lot of people out there, they were like, that makes a lot of sense what you're talking about. And I went really in depth into intersectionality while I was out there. And it was really incredible to really display, but also connect the truth of people. And I would love to do that more often.
We're listening to Antoine Foster via Skype in Gastonia, North Carolina. This concludes part one of our interview with Antoine. Please join us again next week for part two of the interview with Antoine Foster. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Prior to the break, we were joined by Alfie Westgroves, right here in Worcester, Massachusetts, with Alfie's vegan parenting tips. And also, Alfie performed live here in the studio with her beautiful song, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Alfie joins us the first Friday of every month with Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tips. You can hear her vegan parenting tips from 2015, 2016, and also 2017 in the Vegan Nation archives at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation, as well as vegansradio.wordpress.com. Also, here's a reminder of the official Animal Rights March, happening worldwide on September 2nd through October 21st in the following cities: New York City, Berkeley, California, Los Angeles, Miami, Houston, Tel Aviv, Rome, Eastern Europe's Republic of Moldova, Bucharest, Romania, London, and Paris. Let's go out with more of Crisiar, straight from France, with her song, Antispecies. Antispecies, antispecies, antispecies. Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day.